USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president wants to make fundamental change in our economy, and he feels coming out of the pandemic is exactly the time to do that.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki speaking today at the White House. This as House Democrats have some critical decisions to make in the coming days regarding the president's agenda. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying she's disappointed regarding the Democratic infighting over the $3.5 trillion social spending bill. Three people are dead at a U.S. postal facility in Memphis, Tennessee. Officials say all three were employees of the facility, and the suspected shooter was among the dead. A spokesperson for the FBI noting the shooter died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The facility in the neighborhood of Orange Mound doesn't typically see any retail customers. Officials adding there is no active threat in the area. USA Radio News.
It's a MyPillow for the rest of your body, the MyPillow mattress topper. You will sleep well. Check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't forget, using my promo code USA will save you a bunch of money on anything on the MyPillow website. Christmas is coming. Get ready. MyPillow.com, promo code USA, 1-800-951-8175.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Things are slowly returning to normal for Southwest Airlines.
The CEO of Southwest Airlines is in the face of criticism, claiming problems over the past few days have not been caused by the company. Gary Kelly saying on CNBC it takes several days to catch up when an airline gets behind with delays and cancellations, which in this case it did because of weather problems and air traffic control issues, which he says began on Saturday morning.
So by the end of the day, we had significant numbers of airplanes and flight crews that were totally out of position. Any aviation expert knows it just takes several days to get everything back aligned.
Southwest did cancel over 2,000 flights between early Saturday and early today.
Chris Barnes reporting from our USA Radio News Cape Cod News Bureau. And another down day on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 117 points to close at 34,378. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Former President Trump is talking about the failings of the Democratic Party leadership.
Former President Trump's rally in Iowa on Saturday drew a lot of people. David Amelotti of Iowa News Now reported roughly 20,000 people were in attendance. After the rally, Newsmax caught up with 45 to discuss the direction America is taking under the Democrat leadership.
The fact that he's just doing a terrible job as president, his vote numbers are low, but when you look at Afghanistan, that withdrawal was the most embarrassing thing in the history of our country, in my opinion. And then you look at the border where hundreds of thousands of people every couple of weeks are pouring into our country. We don't know who they are. We don't know, in most cases, where they even come from. It's a disgrace what's happened to our country. Then inflation and the economy and everything is bad. We've never had it like this.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill to ban the sale of gas-powered lawnmowers and leaf blowers by 2024. The new legislation requires all newly sold small motor equipment primarily used for landscaping be zero emission, essentially to be battery-operated or plug-in. The law will also require portable generators to be zero emission, despite concerns from critics who note that California often experiences blackouts during the wildfire season. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.